Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Perlano with God is a Healer. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the last part of the second hour. And told you it's going to be quite a hectic one. And this afternoon on the line, I have a guest by the name of Anel. Anel, now you'll correct me before I say hi to you. Is it Anel Nzimande or Anel Mapanga? I've got two different surnames here.
It's Mapanga. My maiden name.
Oh, yes. Okay. And you married Twabo Kumete.
Indeed.
I know because a friend is actually a Mapanga. That's why. Not that I'm clued up. I'm very close.
Nice. No, you know enough.
Now, if you're wondering who she is, Anel is an award-winning PR leader with a gift for storytelling and building relationships. In 2025, Anel was named at the top 20 women to look out for the 2024 by New York Weekly. Here's an interesting fact, and you'll understand now, family, why. She's actually she's an LLB graduate from the University of Witwatersrand. From Wits. I'll stop there, Anela, because we'll go forever and ever and ever and never stop, my love. Now, welcome to Radio Pulpit. It's really great to have you this afternoon, I must say.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Anel, today we're talking hashtag the compliment campaign. Now, tell me, the hashtag change the compliment campaign challenges the way that we praise girls. What inspired this message, and why do you think it's so important for South Africans to rethink how we give compliments?
So, you know, I think growing up as a little girl, a lot of us, the comments that we hear is, you're so cute, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty. And although that those are compliments that I think we appreciate and they have their space, what it tends to do, right, because sometimes we have the right intentions, but the outcome can be often that young girls then place so much value in how they look.
True.
And they start investing a lot of energy and time in just their physical appearance alone. And I think we miss out on an opportunity to unleash and unearth potential in young girls by actually praising other traits, right? If you can see that, you know, your daughter or your niece is creative, that she's outspoken. And in fact, there are often times where we are penalized for being outspoken, where we are penalized, you know, for showing any kind of, being our own person and finding our own voice. And I think it's so important to praise those characteristics in young girls that often get celebrated, I think, in boys, so that girls can understand, even from a young age, that they are more than just their looks. I think really that's the ultimate message we want to drive. And as Dove, we've always been on a mission to celebrate real beauty in young women, and that's just part of that journey that we've been on.
Wow. Now, the Dove Self-Esteem Project has reached over 137 million young people globally, I believe. How has this partnership then with the Department of Education and DBSA helped localize the program for South African learners?
It's been incredible. You know, I think we all share similar experiences around the world, especially as young women. There's a pressure that comes with being a girl and being pliable, being agreeable, and being beautiful. And again, the real beauty message is to say, embrace your authentic look. Don't look at someone else and wish to look like them. There's so much beauty in our uniqueness and our diversity, and we want the word beauty to be inclusive. We don't think that beauty is a bad thing, but we want to actually expand that so a lot more people who may have traits that are not considered beautiful in the mainstream to actually also be celebrated, right? And how we've done this is through our programs around the world, through the Dove Self-Esteem Project, and we've partnered locally with the Department of Basic Education just to take that message into schools. I think there are a lot of changes that come with adolescence and puberty that can make boys and girls question their worth.
Yeah.
And through these toolkits, these confidence kits that you can go through with your teacher or your parent, I think it opens up the space for conversation because some parents can feel quite daunted. They don't know where to start. They don't know what to say. And it gives you the questions that you can ask, the prompts that you can ask, just so you can get into the mind of that little one, that young man, that young girl, and help them navigate body image issues and self-esteem.
Oh, man. Look, speaking of body image concerns and low self-esteem are affecting girls at younger ages than ever before. And I must say, I kind of identify with this one. Now, from your experience in schools, what are some of the biggest pressures, that South African girls are facing today? And how does this campaign help address them?
I think the first thing that the campaign does is it humanizes the students. Often you go into the school and a lot of the students actually don't speak to each other in a vulnerable way. And when we come in and we run these workshops and we show them some of the videos around the dangers of, you know, social media, digital distortion, and some of the pressures that are arising, especially from the advent of AI and the fact that sometimes what you're even seeing online is not even a real person. It's an AI-generated image, and they don't know any of this. And then as a young person in school, there's so much pressure for you to actually reflect what we see online. And you hear the vulnerability in the boys that they feel pressure to be muscular, to have money. Imagine, you're in high school. How are you going to keep up with those kind of pressures? Similarly with young girls, right? There isn't this inclusive approach to celebrating different types of bodies, celebrating different types of individuals. So I think it's just creating a space where the conversation can happen. And then I think by the end of it, you know, they all realize that actually we're all dealing with the same issues here, right? We shouldn't be so hard on each other. We shouldn't pressure each other to wear labels, right? Some of the issues that come up is, I don't have fancy clothes. I don't have a body that I can show off to the guys. And I think by the end of it, we're able to just get them to a place where they can see each other for their humanity, which I think is important.
Yeah. Now the campaign also encourages parents, caregivers, and educators to change how they talk to and about young girls. What practical advice would you give to adults who want to start making that shift at home, or even in the classroom?
I think the best thing, honestly, is to get the confidence toolkit. Mm-hmm. It really helps you understand the world that young people are living in now. It speaks about social media and death, some of the editing tools that are available, and some of the questions that you can ask, right, so that you can really understand how to support a young person, because support looks different for every single young person. Mm. Someone might say, you know, for me, support looks like you affirming me in this way. Some might say, actually, I prefer to talk to my peers, right? But thank you for opening the space for the conversation to be had. So those tools, I think, are so important because they just give you a starting place. And then the second thing would be being very involved. We are quite detached. We are quite busy. And it's very easy to just let your kids off to their own devices, especially when they have a phone, especially when they have an iPad. So you need to have oversight. You need to know, what are they watching? Is it building them? Is it not building them? So I think those would be the two pieces of advice from us as DAVs. You know, have that oversight on the content that your children are consuming. And we have a lot of great influences that we use to drive these body image and confidence messaging. And so those are some of the people you can follow. You can even follow the DAV pages on TikTok and on Instagram, so that, you know, we know that the kids will be on their phones, but you can actually encourage them to follow accounts that are quite building. to them.
Sure, absolutely love this, I must say. As a girl mom, I am definitely for it. Now, beyond the International Day of the Girl Child, what are the next steps for the hashtag Change the Compliment movement? And how can South Africans get involved in supporting this message of confidence and empowerment?
So every year we celebrate the International Day of the Girl Child, and there are opportunities for individuals to volunteer. We will take our staff, we will take content partners and creators, and obviously we have the Department of Education that graciously opens up the schools to us so we can take these toolkits into the school. So I'd say the first thing is to get involved, right? You can follow our pages to know more about that. We also have a website, dove.com, that has all the information about the Dove Self-Esteem Project. And then start where you can. You know, start with the little girl, with the little boy in your life. You don't have to be a parent. I think we are all custodians, right, of the children in our community. And if we can start to entrench the right values, we will change this country where young people don't feel that their physical appearance or their material possessions are what defines them.
Oh, man, this is absolutely beautiful, I must say. I'm almost teary, like I say. You know, I had this thing. So I had this thing where I would almost tease my girls. I've got two-year-old twins. And when they were much younger, my helper and I would always say they're a big bum. And we'd always tease them, like if somebody does something wrong, hey, wena, nempundo school. And then I realized, Gutsi, I need to stop it now. Now, actually, before they get older, because it's not going to be funny. It's not funny now, and it's never going to be funny for them as well. And I get to play a role in how they feel.
100%. And I think that's our sort of call to parents, is that let's unlearn, right? Sometimes it's uncomfortable. And I think that's why I love these confidence toolkits, because you go through it and then you realize, actually, some of the jokes that I'm making are making my child uncomfortable.
Exactly.
And you give them the platform to say, I actually don't like it when you call me yellow bone, right? Because some of these things we think are compliments.
Yeah.
It can make them uncomfortable. And also, what are you communicating to people who are then dark-skinned, right?
Exactly.
Are we saying that someone who is lighter-skinned is more beautiful, or is more celebrated in society? So we really need to check ourselves. And I think it's super important. We all have some work to do in that area.
Sure. Anele, I'm really appreciative of this conversation, I must say. And thank you so, so, so much for coming through. All the best for the rest of the day and for this beautiful initiative. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
A place.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.